It's time for the Giant Rewind, a look back at last week's game through the calls of WBDG's announcers.
And he takes the snap. He goes up the middle, and he will dive and score the touchdown there, the one-yard touchdown. And the Giants take the 6-0 lead here with 8:19 to go in the first quarter. And now we see Hassel once again in this Wildcat. Gibson in the slot right here on this first and goal. Hassel going to his left side. He's looking. He has the corner. He's going to get there for the touchdown. 5-yard touchdown run for Elijah Hassel. And the lead gets wider here at 14 points now for the Giants. So that'll end this first half here. 14-0, your Giants lead. And furthermore, once again, we see this Wildcat formation. Yeah. Elijah Hassel in the backfoot as a QB. Chris Cushingberry as the running back. Trent Gibson at the slot wide receiver from the 1 yard line. 14-0 lead for Ben Davis. Hassel takes the snap. He goes up the right side himself. He powers his way into the end zone for his third rushing touchdown of the game. And the Giants now hold a 3-touchdown lead. And once again, we will see this Wildcat with Elijah Hassel. Wild Hassel's going to take it up the right side. And there is no one to stop him up the middle as he scores his fourth rushing touchdown of this game out of that Wildcat formation. And the Giants in full control of this one.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, Hassel having the game of probably his whole Ben Davis High School career right now with 4 touchdowns already at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
And Swanson takes one last kneel, and that will do it here from Zionsville. Center Grove right there won their game. As you said, 2-touchdown win for them. 3-touchdown win for BD. 28-7 will be the final score here over Zionsville, and they will advance to semi-state and win their 18th regional tonight in this one.